information here, but I do believe that we could go straight to the point where...
Pardon me, I hate to interrupt, but we need the Verizon operator to record this. If you could just hold on one moment. Sorry about that.
Operator, if you can just let us know when we're able to start, and we will.
At this time, and you may begin.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, everyone, for the last session of today as part of the GNSO Council working sessions for the weekend. And this is our traditional meeting with the nominating committee. We will have, I believe, a presentation from Vonda, the 2012 NomCom chair, in just a moment. And we also have members of the 2013 NomCom, including the chair and the chair-elect, and I think the associate chair. There's so many chairs. Out there he is in the back getting coffee for me. That's nice. So with that, I'll welcome you all and hand it over to Vonda.
Okay, thank you, Stefan. Well, there is a full presentation. I don't want to waste time with that. And it's just for the Wednesday presentation. Then we go straight to the point where we had your recommendations from last year, from 2012. It was in Dakar last year, in fact. And let me just go through this. I can leave all this information with you, too. So those were the selected candidates for the board, George Sadovsk, Gonzalo, and Olga Madruga Forti. And for ALAC, Alan Greenberg, Jean-Jacques Subrina, and for the GNSO, Jennifer Wolf, and Mary Ong to the CC. So those are, what was the recommendations from you last year? To look at people for integrity, this is for all positions, honesty, listening capacity, building relationship, diplomatic behavior, team person, quick learn person, executive mind and decision maker, and capacity to assimilate different information to make decisions. And for the board specifically, you ask it that need to have at least a general idea about technical issues. Policy must be good in this issue. Governance, not manager skill only, but experience would be relevant. Communicate in English, other language are relevant, but not essential. Capacity to delegate, strong understanding and belief in multi-stakeholder model, time availability and independence. That was you expected us to do about the selectees for the board. And your recommendation for the GNSO specifically selectee? Knowledge of the organization and the market. Understand of the policy-making process. Feels what it is need while there. Capacity to embed yourself on the group. A team person, very important. Personality that performs well inside a group. Time to work really. Flexibility. Understand the flexibility to build a consensus and focus on results. Too much process is not convenient. So, what we do believe that we have done, you know, that is the matching matrix that was done by the group. If what is that on that? Is this slate of the three candidates that we selected for the board. And excellent is when the three of them matching. Well qualified when the one of them match not, for instance, similar size of board, some of them bigger. Well, in this case, bigger than I can. So they are well qualified, not exactly matching the requirements. So listening capacity, build relationship, and so on. And when is qualified? Because some of them may be not so decision make. And why we are qualifying those people like that, because we use also not only inside analysis for each candidate, but also contractor, group, company to analyze each board pre-selected candidate. To at the end of the process, we select among them the three we want to. And most of those points are raised by this company that is Headhunter, use it to analyze profiles of people. And what they gave to us was some very specific points that to take into consideration when you analyze each point, each people for each position, just for the board. We do not use those companies to select the other candidates because it's too much. There is no really enough time and enough money to do so. But for all pre-selected candidates, and it's about 25 candidates that we pre-selected and sent to this company, and they gave us a very detailed analysis of personality, capacity, and checking some points that are relevant for this position. So when you say that is qualified and that the people is very good, but they did not also qualify that one of them as the best guy for this position. So it's a kind of balance that you need to make when how many excellent points those candidates have against others to select in the final issue. So most of them, we have two well-qualified and one qualified, just. All the other points are excellent. So those are the results from what we got from the ONB company and the inside analysis. And continue, because it was a long list of requirements. So capacity to ease communicate in English. Why is well qualified? Because just one of those members that we, now a member, we're going to be member, but we selected just to speak English. So all the others speak three languages. So they are not excellent because one just speak English as a native from this region. governance, board experience is relevant. Most of them have, as I said, one of those persons selected have a more, a higher experience with a huge boards than not so the same size of ICANN, mostly. But
I don't want to cut you off, Ander. I just want to make sure I'm mindful that the time's running out, and I want to make sure we get some questions.
It's just, It's just running. I go to, not like it, it's not important. GNSO, that is the person that we selected, matching your, you know, requirements for that position. So we have... most of the people that we selected knows the organization, knows better the markets, knows less than organization, but used to work with a lot of members into this organization. So do not know the organization as member of the organization, but knows the organization, so is well qualified. Flexibility, time to work. The person, she said that she had time to work, and she believes she has enough time to work, but it's not open like a retired people that can say, I will dedicate all the time for this. Okay? That's it. And just for that...
microphone.
I just want to welcome the non-com members, Cher, Euro, Langspuru, Chair Elector Cheryl, and Associated Chair Adam Pick. So, thank you.
Vanda, thank you very much, and welcome to the three of you. Jura, do you want to just say a quick word?
Thank you. I'll be brief. NOMCOM 2013 starts on Friday, and of course, I'm very glad that your chair is as a member of the committee. Wanda already presented our team. I have little to say so far, but I say that I look forward to working with you, getting more advice from you if you want to revise and add to or update your recommendations. We're going to meet in Beijing with a new committee. The timetable of ICANN meetings is a special challenge for the nominating committee this time, because the meetings are quite late. And I would very much like to ask you to help the nominating committee in the outreach. So, you know, spreading the word that, again, the leadership positions in ICANN are going to be available. Thank you.
Thank you, Jura. I have a question from Volker.
Hello, I'm Volker Greimann, council-elect, so I'm not yet member of the council here, but I have one question which relates to an article I've read yesterday from a former NOMCOM member that levies some very substantial allegations against the processes in the NOMCOM, and these are quite honestly worrying, so I would like to see what your reaction to this article would be, and what measures are taken to ensure that this kind of allegations are precluded in the 2013 NOMCOM.
So I guess that's a question for Euro.
Well, of course, I'm aware of it. And for my part, I was a member of the 2012 committee, and I don't recognize the committee where I was working from that article, and nor I recognize the person who was quoted in that article. Thank you.
Thank you. I have Thomas next.
I was just wondering, in the light of the various allegations that have been made, I mean, there has been criticism on the way the NOMCOM operates, that it's too secret and stuff like that for many years now, right? So a lot of the allegation of criticism is not new, although I personally don't have anything to complain about. I think that you made some excellent decisions in the past. But I was just wondering whether the NOMCOM plans to, one way or the other, respond to such allegations and set certain things straight, because I think there are different ways to approach to that. So one might say we don't react to that because we don't think it's substantial. I'm not a communications expert, but I think that a response, and even not a response, should be well considered, and I was just wondering whether you take any steps in reaction to these allegations.
Thanks, Thomas. I think Vonda wants to respond.
Well, one thing that I don't know if you have a chance to read the report, but the report is published, and as well as everything during this year we have published timely, just to attend really this transparency and accountability from NOMCOM. So that's one reason why there is impossible to recognize this, what we have done in that thing. So the other issue is NOMCOM is an independent group supported by ICANN. So we do believe, and we make information to the board and so on about what's going on. So it's not for the NOMCOM to react. The NOMCOM will not feed any gossip like that. So it's not about the truth. Nobody's corrupt over there. And it's a very important issue that we will wait for the advice for the organization itself that supports NOMCOM. Because once you go and accuse, the process is in some way contaminated. You are contaminated the whole organization. So the persons that are here were contaminated in some way because they were selected by the former groups? I don't think so. So it's not for the NOMCOM to really react. Maybe some colleagues can think differently. I just send a message to the board about what happened, just to alert them, and it's up to them to make it right, because some of those, you know, free accusation is not acceptable.
But that is a reaction, and that perfectly answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vonda. I've got a queue of three people. Just to react personally, as an incoming NOMCOM member, I'm very interested to hear your reactions to this. I would actually offer some advice, which is that we might, as a committee, the 2013 committee, try and understand if there's some truth in that, because I think that's missing from your reactions, is it may be just completely false, or it may be partially true. I have no idea. I've never sat on the NOMCOM. All I can do is read an article. You know, because you've been on both committees. But I hope that the committee will be looking at itself through that prism and just to decide for ourselves whether there's anything to take from that article, whether it's just nothing at all.
We're going to have a chance also in Wednesday from 11 to 12:13 to have a public session. And this public session, all this presentation, I didn't waste the time, but all this presentation has all the publications that we have done just to show that we just follow the AT&T recommendation. And this means that we don't have, do not mean that we, non-com does not have problems. But as I said in the internal email, it's just like diplomacy. It's not, you know, the democracy is not the best system, but is the one that works better. So if you have some questions about that, please show up there, make the questions, and I will ask also the legal counsel to join us, because it's a group of volunteers. We are not there to get accusations personally. So, but my big question is, we cannot accept it. Free accusation without any other reaction from the organization we belong to.
That's
the problem.
Thank you. Yoav.
Yes, hi, Yoav Kahn from the Registrar's Stakeholder Group. I'm a counselor. First of all, I disagree that if someone in this organization makes accusations on a specific part of the process or a committee, that will put the entire organization in a bad position. I would actually expect, personally, I just want to, you know, what my friend said here, a more thorough response. I understand where you're coming from, I understand what you're saying, but I personally, that's the first time the NOMCOM has caught my attention. I have no idea whether this is true or not, what is true or not, whether the process is okay or not, and I'm quite informed on what's happening in ICANN. So you can understand that a lot of people that are taking part in this process will just read that, and what they will get is that article. So if you think it's wrong, you should react. That's coming from a former PR person. The other thing is what I really support what Stefan said is that I think it wouldn't be bad to look at these allegations. If they're wrong, that's okay. If there's anything true in it, make sure that in the next year you will have answers, then make sure that that will not, you know, no one will be able to say that. That's my view. And I have one recommendation. Which is nothing to do with this. I think it would be it's in consideration for the NOMCOM, maybe also for the ICANN staff. This is something I've heard during the years I'm here several times from, especially on the GNSO, NOMCOM nominees. They're kind of thrown into the deep water. And they need to start swimming, and it's not easy. It's, you know, for people that are involved in this organization for many years, it's not easy. So I would think that some training or mentoring or something that will help these people get into the process as quick as possible will be a good idea. And I can tell you that I've heard it from during the years from few NOMCOM nominees.
Yeah, thanks. We are over time, so I've got two people left in the queue. I'm going to ask you to be very quick. I've got Carlos, and we'll end with Wolf. Carlos.
Thank you, Stefan. Hi, Wanda. First of all, congratulations for the well work done, and congratulations, Iljo, Cheryl and Adam, and I'm sure that the work will you give for the community next year will be the best. The question: the situation of the article caused a big concern in the community. You mentioned gossip, or like gossip, the article, but here is the author of the article, and maybe he can give some details or names.
Carlos, no, I'm sorry, I'm going to stop you there. That's absolutely inappropriate.
Sorry, Stefan, sorry. Because we can confront the situation.
I will ask you to take this off.
I'm very concerned about
but this has
the situation.
Nothing to do with the exchange between the NOMCOM and the GNSO. So I will ask you to take it offline, and please refrain from singling people out like that.
Okay. Your opinion was given, so I no more than that. Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. Wolf, please bring this to a close.
Yes, thank you, Wolf. Knoben speaking as vice chair from GSO Council. I just would like to draw your attention to the fact, and I think Stefan, as new NOMCOM member, will take care about that, that you not only are going to choose for the council here new council members, you are going also to allocate them to the various houses here and to the various parts in the on the council. And in addition, with that, you are going to decide who will be a non-voting member and who shall be a voting member. So that's really an essential point you should take into consideration for all your future decisions. Thank you.
Yeah, we have a huge discussion about that, and Stefan just follow us. So it was decided by the General Council that we should choose that. Not my personal opinion, anyway. But I see that just as instrumentation. It's just go into the group to decide. But it was decided by the General Council. It's in the framework, and we are following that. But so when we choose person, we try to get the best person, not just paying attention on if it's going to be vote or non-vote. Rob said different, but I don't believe, and I can hear others, because the person that we choose this time is a very, very high-level person, with a huge capacity to be voting, knowing the market and so on. So it's you could, if possible, choose those things. But in the end, it was decided that, and by the General Council, the rules are that. So we are strict with the rules and select her for non-vote positions. That was the framework. I do believe that you as a GNSO should ask the General Council about that, not the NOMCOM. NOMCOM just make what is really written there.
Thank you.
Not go out.
Thanks, Vanda. Just to highlight that, as Vanda described, we worked for quite some time on this issue last year. So thank you for that collaboration. It was very useful for us to work with both yourselves and the General Council on this. I want to thank you all for coming. I'm sorry I had to keep this short and cut you off slightly, but as usual, a very good exchange and very interesting, and I look forward to working for you or with you. I don't know. Thank you very much. And with that, we will bring this GNSO Council working day to a close. Thanks to you all for participating, and we see you during the week.
Okay,
thanks.
Thank you for your attention. And any other questions, we are open to that, you know, personally.
Thank you, Vanda. Operator, this session is now over. Thank you.
Thank you.